We live not by things, but by the meaning of things. It is needful to transmit the passwords from generation to generation. All week long, I've been thinking about this idea of transmitting passwords. Like there's some kind of a secret code or something, right? That we would keep locked up, or we might have to have too many that we can't remember them. But they're like codes of living passed down in family systems, passed down in communities, often unconsciously. So what passwords have been transmitted to you from previous generations? Is it that you are loved no matter what? Or your value is in your work and your behavior? Hard work pays off. Life is an adventure, or life is hard. Don't trust strangers, or welcome everyone. Don't cry over spilled milk. Honor your parents. What passwords do you think you've received? Anybody have any they want to mention? Keep on keeping on.
Clothes make the man.
Clothes make the man. Wow, right? Fascinating. Yeah.
Sing every chance you get.
Sing every chance you get. What a beautiful password.
Eat everything on your plate.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Money doesn't grow on trees.
Oh, money doesn't grow on trees. I think I've said that one. What? Don't put anyone out. Yeah. Mindfulness. Get what you get and you don't throw a fit, see? So just, I invite you to muse about that in the coming week. Just think about, what are the passwords? What are the things you hear you're saying that really have been passed on to you from generations? Those of us who are parents, I think, often try and create memories from experiences, events we can take our children to, what we can expose our children to. And those things are all very important, of course. But the real passwords, the real things that get passed along, aren't events or experiences. How many of you can recall a miserable family dinner or holiday or outing or vacation? Oh, there goes some hands, right? What makes it delightful or miserable is how we show up for one another and how we are with each other when one of us is not our best selves. Maya Angelou wrote, "I've learned that people will forget what you said, they will forget what you did, but they will not forget how you made them feel." And in her podcast on mindful parenting, Michelle Gale reminded me that every moment of contact with another person is a communication. Every moment of contact. That's kind of a tall order. Are you telling the other that they are loved, no matter what? Are you communicating understanding and compassion? Or are you communicating judgment? Or perhaps your own fears? I've started paying attention to my tone and body language, especially around my house. I could say the same thing with my hands on my hips, and it's a completely different message than if I say it like this, right? And when I do notice my hands on my hips stance, my best self would be turning into, look at what am I actually feeling? What else might be going in my life that's making the stressor of pick up your socks or whatever that is bigger than it actually is? That might be making this particular moment more difficult. And then hopefully, if I'm in my best self, I can decide if I really want that feeling projected outward. And sometimes I might, and sometimes I don't. Our third principle invites us to accept one another and to encourage our spiritual growth. And our fourth principle asks us to be engaged in a free and responsible search for truth and meaning. That's what this coming of age program is all about, but it's really just 1 year for our youth. We are a community that should be and is practicing those principles all the time. And those principles, acceptance and freedom for spiritual growth, can only be lived out in places of emotional safety. And in these days, I have to add physical safety as well. Those principles can only be lived out when we are with people who say, I see you. I understand. Even if you don't agree, I understand. The passwords of you are loved, you are understood, what you believe matters, you are not alone, and I am here for you. These should be the passwords that we pass along from generation to generation. As adults, I think that's our job in our communities and in our homes. But I also believe that the passing of passwords is not a one-way thing. Those of you who are not yet adult, those of you who are in the coming of age program, those of you who are even younger than that who are with us today, you are also transmitting passwords. You're coding to us, telling us by your communications what you need to feel accepted, and thus to create a more just and compassionate world. Let this be our charge to one another as a spiritual community, as a community that seeks to accept one another and to encourage our spiritual growth. Let our passwords, our very being, always be about loving and acceptance and having people feel truly understood and knowing they are not alone. May this be our promise and our prayer. Amen.